How to make friends with a bog, this time on Culture File. On our D-Bog in County Lough, the coalition of turf cutters, horticulturists, artists, archaeologists, farmers and local historians are doing their bit to make sure the unique ecosystem of their local bog gets the attention and respect it deserves. The group call themselves the Friends of our D-Bog, and this coming weekend they're hosting the Bog Cafe, a micro-festival at the site, where Culture File's Niamh Daly went to meet one of the bog's friends, Helen Flanagan.
So today we are out on Ardee Bog.
So we're out here in the elements with the farmers, I suppose, chopping and streaming.
We're out here on a part of the bog called Stormanstown, and it's where our group Friends of Ardee Bog are building our turf house. My name is Helen Flanagan. I am a multidisciplinary artist from Ardee in County Louth. I work in a socially engaged way, and I'm interested in folk culture, history, and the natural world. I produce events and social spaces, and I am an organiser with Friends of Ardee Bog. Ardee Bog is Ireland's most easterly raised bog. It's the furthest east of all the Midland raised bogs, a couple of kilometres outside the town of Ardee in County Louth. What is a raised bog? A raised bog is, we see them all over the Midlands of Ireland. 10,000 years ago, they would have been lakes that were left after the Ice Age. And over the past 10,000 years, they would have filled in with a special type of moss called sphagnum moss. And over thousands of years, this moss would have filled in the lake and grown and eventually developed a beautiful raised, almost hill of moss and all the unique plants that you find on bogs in Ireland. So my background is writing and film. That's what I studied and that's what I worked as. I worked as a filmmaker for years and a screenwriter. And I just felt it was quite a lonely existence. It was, even when you were making a film and you're working with lots of people, I found it to be a very isolating process. It wasn't very collaborative. It wasn't very community focused. And after college, I started working with Fighting Words. I started volunteering with them, and that was kind of my first introduction to working with both young people and, I suppose, working on a project that was all about providing an opportunity to engage with the arts, with people who might not normally get to engage with the arts. And so I suppose the work that I do now very slowly kind of progressed from that point. In 2020, I got involved with Friends of Ardee Bog as an organiser. I saw that the group had come together. It was in its infancy. They started an Instagram page. And my brother said, "Oh, hey, did you see that Ardee Bog has an Instagram page now?" And I was like, "I want to be part of that." I was so delighted to see that there were other people out there that really cared about Ardee Bog. It was a place that was really important to me as a child. Like, I spent, like, you know, there would be summers where I walked the entire bog road every day. There's not much to be at in the country, you know. I spent an awful lot of time poking around Ardee Bog, walking around it as a child. We've been doing lots of different kinds of work. So there's ecological restoration, advocacy work, mapping of things like biodiversity and capturing that kind of information. But we also do a lot of creative projects. We've made a film. We put on a small arts and eco festival called the Bog Cafe, social events. We have the Ardee Bog Mummers. We've been making folk plays. But this project is called The Turf House. And The Turf House is a community cultural project that is supported by Creative Ireland and Louth County Council. And it involves us, Friends of Ardee Bog, researching turf houses, which would have been a type of vernacular dwelling that you would find on not just Ardee Bog, but bogs all over the country. It would have been a sod house that, you know, people would have made their house out of turf. First of all, it was a really interesting way of exploring our history, our social history, and the history of how people lived, the kind of dwellings that they lived in on the bog. But for us, in Friends of Ardee Bog, building our own version, our own iteration of one of these houses was a way to bring our group together, you know, and to grow our... It was a community project for us. So it was a space to celebrate and to share all of the different skills of the people in the group. So it's a very multidisciplinary group. We have archaeologists, we have people interested in biodiversity, so we have ecologists, hydrologists, retired people, farmers, artists, and just people who are interested. And we have people with amazing building skills. in Friends of RD Bog, we have about 100 members. There's an awful lot of people who are interested in RD Bog. So the Turf House project was a way of creating a space for everyone to share those skills and, I suppose, to celebrate the work that we do and to give us a space that would be the focal point of our work. In our version of the Turf House, it's a multifunctional space. It's a space to bring people together for cups of tea, to have lunch, to host learning opportunities, to bring school groups in. So we have some shelter. You know, we're on a bog. It's hard to bring people out here. It's often raining. So it's a shelter for those kind of experiences. And it's also going to be a performance space. There's a lot of performers and there's a lot of very creative people in the group. So to have a space to bring everyone together in this kind of way is really special. It's the heart of our work. As part of the Turf House project, we have been recording oral history with a gentleman who actually remembers the last Turf House on RD Bog. So the part of the bog we're in today is an emerging oak forest. This is new. This forest is only about 20, 30 years old. So before it would have been this kind of flat, open bog area. And over here, that's where the last Turf House on RD Bog would have stood. So I guess building the Turf House here is also a way of honouring that and a nod to that memory, I guess. I suppose what our hope is and what we're trying to do out here is we're trying to preserve what we can. I think that's very important. Bogs are precious ecosystems, and when they're gone, they're gone. We're trying to preserve what we can, our own little bit, and really we're trying to share the beauty and the magic of the place with anyone that wants to hear and experience it and take part. I guess that's really at the heart of what we're at.
Helen Flanagan on RD Bog there with reporter Niamh Daly. The Bog Cafe is on this coming weekend with events from a session from the Irish Society of Water Diviners to forest bathing and a brand new Mummers play from the RD Bog Mummers. And on Culture Night itself, you can tune into a bog cast of stories, music and sounds live from RD Bog. That's on rdbog.ie/bog-radio.